Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Oh, man, what a great song. What a great show Happy Days was and still is. I mean, discovering new generations of fans. And one of the stars of that program, Anson Williams, you know him as Potsy, is with us here on the National Defense. Anson, how are you?
I'm great. It's great to be on the show.
Hey, so I've read about that theme song before. And it was done, I think you guys kind of changed it a couple of seasons in, right?
Yeah. We originally had Rock Around the Clock.
Yeah, Bill Haley.
And then, the end titles, we had the Happy Days song. And then after a couple of years, they switched it to the front, you know, as the main theme.
Yeah. Yeah. What a great show. What a great experience that must have been for you, huh?
Oh my gosh, it was just sensational. I mean, and really because of Gary Marshall, our mentor. He inspired us to use Paramount Studios as a college, and really, really learn in many areas of the entertainment business. I think that's why we're all still active,
right?
Because he inspired us to use that time wisely. And to wear many hats so you can last in this crazy business. And not only that, you know, it's been 50 years. This is the 50th year anniversary.
Oh, wow.
And 50 years. And the four of us are still best friends.
Well, I just...
We're so close.
I just finished reading Henry Winkler's memoir. And
yes.
It was... I don't know if you've read it, but it's very interesting in... talking about, you know, his introduction to the show and the fact that Ron Howard was originally supposed to be really the star of the show. And once the Fonz took over, nobody kind of saw that coming, right?
No, I mean, it was a small part. It was six lines. And there was magic. But Ron knew that for the success of the show and everyone, you had to go with what worked. But it was so funny. People used to ask me if I was jealous of Henry, and I said, "Are you kidding? He bought me a house." Are you
crazy? Yeah,
I go, "Go, baby. Just keep going, Henry. Just keep going."
Yeah, you know, and I think Ron Howard did okay for himself.
Ron, he's doing all right. You know, he directs a couple of things here and there. You know,
we're talking to Anson Williams here on the National Defense, and what a great cause this is that you are putting your name out there for, and I really appreciate this. It's called Doors of Change. It's an organization to help the 4.2 million homeless youth across the U.S., and it's an annual concert of hope that's coming up on July 27th. How did you first find out about this organization?
Well, I met Jeffrey Sitkov, who created the organization 22 years ago, and I was just blown away by his success, the thousands of kids he's helped. I mean, these kids, they started on the streets and they end up being doctors and lawyers. Just amazing, amazing success. And so I got involved. I mean, I'm very proud to be just part of it, to help echo out, you know, his accomplishments. And also, people should go to doorsofchange.org because it's a very unique way of getting the trust of these kids, opening them up, and really finding a way for them to love themselves and to become and to create a full life. It's so important. Thousands of kids have been helped. If people go to doorsofchange.org, they can read all about it. And also, it's important. What we're trying to do too is echo this out to every city, where every city has their own chapter of Doors of Change. And if they go to doorsofchange.org, they'll get the information. They can talk to Jeffrey, and they can create their own chapter in their city and help homeless kids where they live.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It's so important, and it's so effective. And it's just a remarkable group.
And you're going to, I think, MC this Concert of Hope on, is it July 27th. Where is this concert?
It's a, gosh, you know, it's, if they go, kind of an amphitheater down there in San Diego. If they go to doorsofchange.org,
okay.
It gives you the exact address. But what's really exciting, it stars Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, my gosh. I just saw that. And I do you just love Casey and the Sunshine Band? I mean, this guy, Harry Casey, he just keeps on going like he's, you know, 22 years old.
Yeah. They remind me of Chicago.
Yeah.
The big horn section and all that. If you've seen Chicago lately, they're phenomenal.
Yeah.
They're as good as they've ever been. And same with Casey and the Sunshine Band. They just, you know, it's just, they're phenomenal. They're just ageless, timeless.
I saw them at the Riptide Music Festival about 3 years ago in Fort Lauderdale. And I'd seen them in a while and I was like, well, you know, we'll see. Oh my, you're exactly right, Anson. I mean, they're as good as they've ever been. And
yeah,
it's just, I mean, so much energy.
Oh God. Yeah. And it just livens up. It just livens your life up. I mean, it's just so good. It just lifts you, you know, it lifts you. And they're great. I'm very excited being able to host it, you know? So
yeah.
It's a fun concert. And not only that.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's also a lot of auctions and things. Elton John, Paul McCartney, Billy Joel, they've all donated signed guitars, all sorts of memorabilia. That's going to be up for auction. Which is very exciting. And there's a lot of well-known folks have contributed here.
I see that. Billy Crystal, Steve Martin, and a guy that Henry Winkler talked a lot about in his book, the late Robin Williams. And
yes,
the first time that he saw Robin, and I didn't realize this, that Robin Williams, before he joined the cast of Happy Days, was a street performer.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. He was. Yeah, yeah. He was like street performer, a mime, everything. But yeah. And when he did that episode, you know, he was not the first one hired on that Mork from Ork episode. The other actor quit. And Robin came in halfway through, and it wasn't a good script at all. It was a terrible script. He came in and improvised the whole show. And it became one of the best episodes ever.
Well,
We saw genius.
Yeah, that's what Henry Winkler said. And the fact that during the audition, I guess he stood on his head on a chair.
Yes. Yes. We saw Nanu Nanu. All that was just improv.
Wow.
And he literally just created that character.
That's incredible.
The lines, everything like that. Everything. Yeah. I mean, it was just pure genius. And, it's so funny because there were 300 people in the stands when we filmed that episode, but the world didn't know them. And those people, they must have been clapping and screaming for 10 minutes. And they were just blown away by this guy.
Wow. Wow. That's incredible.
And of course, that's when Gary had this idea of, you know, Mork and Mindy.
Wow.
And he sold 13 episodes over the phone to Fred Silverman.
That's incredible. We're talking to Anson Williams here on the National Defense and, the Doors of Change organization, the big Concert of Hope on July 27th with Casey and the Sunshine Band. And your TV mom is involved in this. Or not your TV mom.
Marion Ross?
Marion Ross.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. We just had her on, last year. She sounds great. She's
95.
Oh, my gosh.
95?
Oh, my gosh.
95 years old. Unbelievable.
It's incredible.
It's like... Yes.
And now you're directing, huh?
Well, I've directed since 1985.
Okay.
I've been very lucky, you know, with all sorts of different shows. But when I'm directing a play, a brilliant play called Crazy Mama.
Crazy Mama.
And it's based on a true story. It's growing up with a paranoid schizophrenic mother in a southern railroad town. It's really about mental illness in a very entertaining way with music. It's a one-woman show starring Lee Purcell. And it's premiering at the Bethel Woods in New York, April 12th. Bethel Woods is the original location of Woodstock. And they've created this huge complex there. 16,000-seat amphitheater, other theaters. This is the first time they're doing a stage play. And they picked ours.
Wow.
It's written by my wife, Sharon Scott Williams.
Oh, really?
It's brilliant. It's adapted from a series of stories that she wrote, you know, little short memoir pieces. And I just thought, this is a play, adapted as a play. And boy, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's so entertaining, so emotional, and very uplifting. It gives you hope. It really is. It's really a story of love and madness.
Where can we find out more about that?
Go to BethelWoodsCenter.org. BethelWoodsCenter.org. All the information is there. You can also go to Ticketmaster. And we premiere April 12th. It'll be a couple of weekends there at Bethel Woods. Crazy Mama. And it is probably the best script I've ever read. And
wow.
I've read a lot of scripts. But it's just very, it's inspiring, uplifting, educational. Very important, you know, this day and age with the problems, with mental illness.
Yeah.
And we found out in our rehearsals here, and we did stage readings, the audience, I've never done a show where the audience is getting a standing ovation.
Wow.
At intermission, it connects with everybody some way. Everyone has a mom.
Yeah.
And everyone has a bit of a voice. It just hits everyone in such different ways and deep. But they walk out with hope and a love that they didn't have walking in the theater.
I love that.
They're walking out, boy, they're just inspired and they're just way more connected.
Congratulations, man. It just sounds like you were in the lane that you're supposed to be in right now.
Yeah. So it's a thrill to be able to, when I first started directing, I directed theater decades ago, but it's been a while. So it's just a joy to be able to get back on the stage.
That is great.
Especially with this kind of material, you know.
Well, Anson, listen, man, thank you for the entertainment over the years. You're a great guy. Congratulations on Crazy Mama. And then best of luck with the Concert of Hope. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. DoorsToChange.org. Everyone should go on there.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.